village and religious leaders in Vura sub-county Arua district are expected to step up in the fight against sexual and gender-based violence under an initiative by Agakan Foundation. Emmanuel Ojok has the report.
Agnes Badaru, the country gender coordinator of the foundation, has been the lead facilitator for 2 days in Arua City for the Yokole Innovation.
Have been very significant days for our training before we step out to pilot the Yokole approach. I expect the community leaders to be able to support the piloting project to form the storytelling cycles, to be able to further support the piloting of the Yokole Innovation in the selected villages.
Harriet Adania, the focal person for safeguarding and protection of the Yokole project, says the module will involve trainees group storytelling on subjects that relate to SGBV.
We're going to meet different groups in the community where they will gather and have a storytelling circle. And in this circle, they will share experiences, develop messages to educate the larger community on GBV prevention and response. So basically, we're setting the ground to pilot our innovation in the community. The pilot phase is 4 months, and we are hoping after the pilot phase, we'll come up with some good reports and also get more funding for a longer implementation in the region.
The participants are eager to implement the Yokole project in Ewata, Embeva, and Odianyadri villages, all in Vura sub-county.
In the Odia Trading Center, any violence in women, whether sexually, we are the one who handles them. Sometimes also go up to disciplining. Don't let it be on the Vura. Go to other parts of West Nile.
We also had group sessions. We shared on what the community has been going through, the cases they have received, experiences of how these cases have been helped.
According to statistics, SGBV remains widespread despite some progress. Nearly 95% of women and girls in Uganda have experienced some form of violence in their lifetime, while 44% of women and 39% of men reported physical violence in recent years, showing that violence affects both genders but disproportionately impacts women. Reporting and access to services remain critically low, especially in vulnerable regions like West Nile.
Emmanuel Ojok with that story.